This is Felicity. Hi.
Hi, Felicity.
Hi. I also beeped in to just as like...
We have to be careful about these sneaky people beeping in.
Well, I almost wonder if we're not hearing the beep anymore, because, I mean, I snuck in, I think, on Tara and her list, so they were talking about me, so I'm assuming they didn't know I was there.
Oh, yeah. So should we start? Do we have enough critical mass to officially start now?
Oh, I think so, especially since people have to leave early.
Yeah.
What time does everybody need to go?
I am going to need to walk out around, I'm going to need to get off the call around like 2:28, because I have to be downstairs at 3:20.
Okay. Well, then you need to go.
Yeah. Really late. Oh.
Yeah, I got to go about 3:30, too.
So we have 20 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right.
So basically, I said, so Felicity, we've kind of been emailing back and forth that things have really been hectic for all four of us, and we're all prepared or not prepared to varying degrees for this call. So my suggestion was to really just make this call, since it might be a little shorter, a regroup and a chance to say, okay, what is, I'm hoping we could do, you know, like, pick one or two small concrete things that we could get taken care of, and then have another call in fairly short order.
Yep.
How does everyone else feel about that suggestion? I posed that via email and haven't gotten any responses, so I don't know how people feel.
Sounds good.
Any objections?
Yeah, no, that sounds fine.
All right. One of the things that I know we had set up last time as a to-do was, or as an action item, well, there were two things. We talked about looking at the wording of the questions to make sure that they were all okay, since we had spent some time tweaking the luggage question. And then we also talked about creating a master to-do list to help us get going again on the lit review paper. So both of those things still, I guess, have action items on them. The question one might be the simplest. Did anyone else get a chance to read through the questions there, or is that still outstanding?
You're talking about the ones for the, like, the marijuana question?
Yeah, the actual questions we're going to implement with students.
Well, I did just glance through after you sent the thing about the marijuana question. I did glance through, and yeah, we only have two versions of it. And I think, was it the marijuana question that you were asking about? A couple weeks ago?
I can't remember now.
Okay.
Possible.
I think, if I remember correctly, way back when, yeah, I was supposed to write two other versions of that question. Because I think we had, if we look at it, it's got bad or not good sampling techniques, and we needed some versions of it that were good sampling techniques.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things I was trying to get to before this call, but I didn't. Research cluster survey, is that it? No, that's a survey. Instrument questions, there we go.
Do you think you can tackle that before the next call? Or
yeah,
because
I have spring break. The big thing is I have spring break next week, and yeah, I really feel bad because I just had this pile of work behind in all my grading, and I just did not get to looking at this. But yeah, we only have Mac PC. We have a non-reliable, non-reliable, reliable, reliable. Okay, the medical marijuana. Yeah, all we have are two reliable samples. We don't have any non-reliable samples.
Okay, so you can write the reliable versions.
Yeah, the non-reliable versions. I think actually, yeah, that won't take that long. I'll kind of try to use some of the other questions as a model and just sort of adjust these numbers a little bit and try to write it almost exactly, because these are if you look at them, this is almost the exact same text, except we changed the percentage, it looks like. So I should be able to go back in 14 states. April 1001. Huh. So, well, all right. So, how would we want to? Does anybody have any ideas how to pose it or suggestions, I should say, for a non-reliable sample there, because basically it's just a random selection of 1,001 adults. That's the reliable sample in both cases.
We have another one with an internet poll. I wonder if you could pick some other type of biased sampling, like say they were sampling at a hospital or they were sampling at a cancer center or something like that. Where there would be like an obvious source of bias. We already have, we could also do like the internet poll idea, but that's kind of in the Mac PC example. So Mac PC is interview, correct? Are both of these interview questions? No, Mac PC is in class, and then the medical marijuana is interview. So we could possibly do an internet poll again. You could just have it be some sort of internet poll. I mean, any internet poll is biased, so even doing something like CNN.com would be biased. Or I would go with, like, an obvious bias, like saying they were sampling at a cancer center or something like that.
That should be. So either an internet poll or cancer center. Does Tara and Jackie like that, or?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Did anyone else get a chance to read through these questions?
I had way back when. I didn't see any other issues besides the medical marijuana ones myself.
Okay. I made notes to myself, and I'm just realizing that I, like, didn't share them with the group in any way. So what I'm thinking I might do for the next call then is actually post these to a Google Doc, like update the research instrument questions page or even create a separate page and post and then highlight some of my comments so that we can talk about them. That may not even warrant a full second call. Hopefully I didn't propose anything that was too controversial. Maybe it's the type of thing where people can offer their feedback online or just sign off and say, yeah, that seems fine with me.
Were any of them doing with the tuition cost one? I'm only asking until I get my next test next Friday, so that was probably going on that one.
Okay. Yeah, actually one of them was. So I noticed the question there was phrased as, do you agree with the results reported? And I was wondering if that was the best way to phrase the actual question. I was wondering if we should say something about, like, do you think this is a reasonable conclusion? Because agreement, to some extent, is more subjective. Whereas to ask them to think about the conclusion, is it reasonable or is it valid, I think is more more objective in some sense. Like, I'm just afraid agreement, that may be opening it up too much to personal preference.
I agree with that.
Okay. I have no problem changing. I just want to make sure I change it on my test then.
You already have your test typed for next Friday?
Oh, no.
Oh, like, wow.
Wow, yeah.
Usually I actually would, but no, not this semester.
All right, so then what I will do for the next call is I will post my other comments, and they were small things. I just, since we're crunched for time here, don't want to go through them here. And then I'll highlight what they were, let you know that they're up there, and then everyone else can go take a look and either sign off or make comments of their own. Does that seem reasonable with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the other order of business was the to-do list, and I think I'm secretly hoping we can pick one item off this list and try and get it done. We'll see how well that works.
Actually, I was going to make a suggestion. Just looking over the, hold on, the list, what review paper to do. I actually, the definitions of SLRT, the statistical learning or literacy reasoning and thinking, I actually have, I mean, there was a section of my dissertation that was basically that. Going through the different, so I could send that around or I could try to first update it with some, because it's obviously been 3 or 4 years. I could send that around with maybe getting, and we could try to update it, but at least then we've got sort of something to start with. I can't promise that it doesn't have spelling errors in it.
Well, that's why we have many people here, is to help catch spelling errors. I'm fine with that.
So, you know, instead, at least for at least one of the sections, we can kind of, we've got something we could maybe build from instead of having to start from scratch. I mean, if you guys really don't like it, I think it's, you know, we can always not use it. It's fine. But it just, I looked at that and I was like, oh, hey, that's actually pretty much one of the sections of my lit review for my dissertation. So
always good to recycle.
Yeah. Recycle. There's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. So that's, I'll put that on my list of spring break items. Spring break.
Herla, I was looking through your identified search terms. What exactly did you mean for us to search or things that we were needing to, like, define? I wasn't exactly sure what that section 3 was supposed to be about.
Yeah, so item 3 there, it's what we would type into a search engine like ERIC or, like, the Cosmos Lit Index. Actually type in and search for articles that we would use to cite. So we already have some articles. Like, we actually probably already have a bunch of articles on confirmation bias. So that may not warrant a whole nother search. It might just be going back and looking at what we already have. But kind of, that was my idea, was this is physically what we would be typing into the search engine and looking for literature on to support and to inform the paper. And I think we had brainstormed these at a list, at a call a while ago.
Probably one I didn't type up yet.
There's one I didn't type up yet either. That's on my spring break to do. I have the recording from Lee, and I don't even know what call it was. That's how long ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't feel so bad about getting my notes from, like, the January call just up. I don't feel bad now.
Yeah, I know. I don't feel so bad either because I'm like, oh, I'm going to have the notes from today to do. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah, we're all just doing our best this term.
And I think that possibly, like, under the one where you have the set the goal that we've actually already done some of this stuff already. That we probably just need to formalize it a little bit more, maybe just add to this outline of what we've already seen.
I agree. I also, you know, a lot of this was my understanding of what we've done, so I kind of wanted to make sure, like, check with everyone and make sure that I was on the right page, on the same page with everyone else. So, yeah, I agree that to some extent some of this stuff is already done, and it's just a question of all of us agreeing, yeah, that's it, and like you said, maybe formalizing it or specifying it a little bit more. So we might be able to mark one as done if everyone is good with that.
Okay, if you want, I can add more stuff to that if no one else wants to. I mean, I could try to look at what we've done in the past and just kind of add some sub-stuff to those parts there, if that would be useful.
I am certainly fine with that.
Yeah.
So you'll do that, hopefully, for the next call, go through and look at the goal and make sure that that is well specified?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Some of that should come out of the proposal that you wrote for the conference in the Netherlands, shouldn't it?
It could. I can send that to you, Jackie.
Okay. And I was going to say, I do agree that I like number two. It's sort of like kind of the outline of how our paper would go, I would think.
Yeah, no, I really like that. When I was looking at it today, I was like, that flows really well.
Do you think there's anything that needs to be added?
Right now, I don't think so. I mean, once we start writing the paper, we might suddenly realize there's something else we need to make one section as close to the next. But right now, I don't see anything.
Yeah.
So do you think we should divide and conquer, or how do you think we should then approach the sections that are here? And again, like once we get into it, I'm sure we'll be doing some revising and saying, oh, these sections really should go together, or we should have this new section here. But if we kind of take those sub-bullet points, A through F, under two, as an initial start for sections, should we divide and conquer?
I'll just admit, I've never written a paper like this. I don't know if anyone else ever has. So I'm not really sure what's the greatest to do this. I just have a bad feeling that our writing styles will be so totally different that makes me nervous.
I agree. We will definitely need at the end to have a single person take charge to kind of edit and smooth that sort of stuff out.
Yeah.
But part of me wonders about the, I don't know, like, what would be another, that's kind of the easiest
thing. I know, it's like, I don't want one person
to
have to take the whole thing on, you know, but it's just like, I'm just worried about making sure then I think that we not wait like a month between things, that we can go back and look at each other's and try to make comments or suggestions as we go instead of waiting a month between each one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any way to get around it. We're all going to have different writing styles. I mean, it might be surprising. It might be, because, I mean, this is a very technical kind of writing. You know, it might piece together more smoothly than you think.
Well, especially since we're going to get your definitions, we all might just conform to your writing style, Lee.
Oh, that's not a good thing. Trust me. Writing is not my strong suit. I don't know. I don't think it'll, you know, that whole sort of Frankenstein effect that we could get if we try to, I think we might be surprised how well we can kind of seam it together if we take each piece. I mean, we're never going to know, I suppose, if we don't just give it a shot. And, yeah, I hate for one person to have to end up doing all this writing.
My other quick question about this is, since this is supposed to be a literature review, I guess I'm having a harder time of knowing how the different papers are going to fit exactly in through, or like which pieces inside the A, B, C, D, E, F is going to show up exactly. I mean, are we expecting like each of them to show up in kind of each part, or?
Well, I know for my lit review, when I was doing it before, there'll be some, like, articles that will only fit really under one heading. You know, there'll be only, like, one. I'm trying to think of an example right now. My brain's not really working. But there'll be articles that really just address the importance of context and statistics, and that will really be the only place where it's appropriate to talk about it. But there'll be other articles that will probably, I mean, the point of a lit review is to try and synthesize and make the connections between all of this stuff. So there'll be other articles that will sort of pop up under each subheading. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Harlow, do you agree?
Yeah.
I know you've done one of these before.
Yeah, I think that will be true. There'll be some articles that might be more influential and will show up kind of throughout, and then there'll be some that really just fit a very specific role. So I guess the question is, and I think with something like this, what you do is you basically just try and pick a starting point and dive in and then you evolve as necessary. So the question is, what's an appropriate starting point?
Well,
C and D, we already kind of have partially laid out on the literature maps that we did.
Right.
For last JSM, so maybe we should start with those.
And Lee has a start on
B.
Yeah, and I can try to connect that. I'll take a look at the literature map and see if maybe I can take what I've written and streamline it in so that it leads nicely into the literature map organization and so on.
Well, what about this then? What if we each take a piece? So what I'm imagining is Jackie can kind of, since she had talked about kind of specifying the goal, that's going to go into our intro. So Jackie could try and put together, you know, at least that part of the intro.
Okay.
Lee can take 2B.
No, right. 2B.
So she can kind of edit and update her thesis part as necessary. And then Tara and I can pick between 2C and 2D and try and come up with kind of drafts of those sections using the literature we already have and updating a little as necessary. Does that seem like, and, you know, we just, I think the goal is really to get started with something on paper. And I think once we get the ball rolling, that will help us immensely because I sense that we're all kind of struggling with this a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think we just need to bite the bullet and get something on paper, and then that will kind of feed itself.
Yeah.
I agree with that, and I would add that it's important not to be perfectionist at the beginning because it's always easier to edit after there's something on the page.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, I will warn that I'm usually a good rough drafter, but it doesn't get much better for me after that, so I will let you all gladly edit.
Okay.
I would love to write, so... I've written lots and lots of papers from an engineering perspective, which are all obviously more technical. But I like to write a lot. So. And I've got, I mean, I've won awards for best papers and stuff at conferences.
Ooh,
I enjoy writing, so.
Ooh, so you might be our overall editor then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like someone's volunteering, honestly.
Yes.
Yes, I would volunteer.
Awesome.
Well, you'll be horrified when you read what I wrote. All right, so. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I don't mean to cut it short here, but do we want to try and pick a time for the next call, like
yes.
2 weeks maybe? Or do you guys want to keep talking and I can listen to the recording after you're done?
Well, Harlan said she needed to go too because it's almost 3:30.
Yeah.
I need to
so
bow out at this
let's
point.
Let's pick something.
All right, do we want to say March 10th, same time?
There is a small chance I will be out of town then because that
okay.
is my spring break. What
okay.
about March 17th?
St. Patty's Day? Sure.
Oh.
That's my spring break.
Oh.
So we all have different spring breaks. You know what? Let me see if I can nail down my plans on the 10th, and if I'm not out of town, I'm more than happy to make the call.
I was going to say, I don't think we're going out of town. If we do, it would probably be the weekend before we wouldn't leave till. So I think that I'll be back on the 17th. I think that's okay.
Okay, so
later in the day. I may have appointments in the morning.
Maybe we want to try for the 10th or the 17th, and we'll try to figure it out by email once everybody knows their schedule.
I do know my spring break is the same week as Herla's.
Okay. Are you going away, or do you have any conflicts with the 10th?
I'm not positive yet. I have a friend coming to visit. I'm not sure when she's leaving.
Okay.
Okay.
Tara, so here's what I'm thinking our task for this next call is to have a rough draft of our section. Is everyone on the same page with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had also talked about some small editing for the research question things, which I think can really be handled via email and via Google Docs, whereas I think we need to have a rough draft of our section. So, Tara, before I go, do you want to do 2C or 2D?
I don't care. I'll do whatever.
Okay.
One kind of flows into the next, so.
That is true. So we just, and we'll find that, and we can deal with that once we get it. All right, you're going to do 2C, I will do 2D.
Okay.
And did you all want me to send out my luggage questions of my one class, like one of my classes? It'd be like 30 some to look at.
So that we can, yeah, that's the other thing we'll have to set, and maybe we can do that via email. We have to start thinking about the coding and stuff. Although, yeah, we'll have to think about that.
Use the luggage. Oh, so did I. Never mind. Use the luggage question. That's the one I just did today, too. So I have results after today for that one.
Okay.
And I will be doing that the day I get back from break, so.
I'll be honest, I haven't even read them. I graded them for completion on the exam, but I scanned them all, and I have them all as, like,
yeah.
One, there's two separate documents, one for each class. So I could send them if people want to have something to look at so we can start seeing how we agree on classifying or how we want to start classifying.
Yeah.
If we think that's too much for this call, I understand too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to run. So
yeah, I do too.
I'm even fine with Tara and Jackie, you guys, deciding how you want to handle that and just emailing me and letting me know.
Okay.
Yeah, same
but
here.
I will try and get back to all of you, let you know when I've posted my comments on the research questions, and let you know when I find out my schedule for my spring break.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry about this,
but have a good day, everyone, and I will be in touch with you all soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Still there? Felicity, you still here? Okay. So, you have how many?
I have two different classes. There's about 30 in each that consented. So I have a couple, like one doc, like there's two different emails. They each have like 30 in them, each of them just their answers scanned to the question.
You didn't look through them yet to see if they're similar?
Uh-uh.
I'm wondering if we can just use one class's response to do a rubric off of.
Well, what I was thinking of, okay, one of my classes is a little bit better than the other. So I figure it might be better to start with the better class. I think they'll give us a wider range, because there are going to be some students that really did get it and some that probably didn't. So I think it'll be the wider range class. I think my other one would be more likely to not have very many good responses.
Okay.
I think maybe I could just send my better class and we could.
Do we have four categories? Do you remember?
Four different questions.
I know we have four, but how many categories did we have that we were going to classify them into?
I don't think we had talked about that yet.
I thought we did.
Because I don't remember it.
We have the methodology. We had
some stuff, like, you know, of if it agreed with their decision, and that kind of was, like, you know, if it agreed and they made the right decisions, like those four different things. But I think it's going to be first trying to just classify if their answer is contextual or not, but I'm not. Just having those two classifications, I'm scared we won't just have those two.
No, Herla had recommended a bunch. I had listed them in the methodology thing that I had typed up, which I can't find. Do you see the methodology in the Google Docs page anymore? It was the one that looks weird until you download it. I don't see it here anymore.
I see updated research methodology.
You do? It's gone from my page. That's weird.
We'll see what opens when I hear. Try to load it.
I don't think I have it.
Flow chart?
Yes. If you go to the very end of the flow chart, Herla had recommended some categories that we use. And I can't remember how many she had.
Yeah, right now it's not wanting to. It just says it's loading.
Because I'm wondering if we can't all each take a category and then start developing a rubric for the category based on what we saw from your students' results.
Right, there we go. All right, so we had the C that it's context-driven, S that it was statistically driven reasoning, mixed reasoning, and wild card. That is out of nowhere.
So do you think it's worthwhile? We have a C, an M, an S, and a W.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's worthwhile for us each to take a category and look through your results and see what we would classify, like which ones we would put into the category and what the characteristics of the response are?
I don't know if we would all have to take an individual category as so much as maybe, I think we would want to see if we would all agree. So it would almost be nice if we each read each of them. Since there's only, I mean, I know it's only 30, it seems like a lot still, but it's not like they're that long of answers.
Right.
But that way we can see, okay, are all of us classifying this the same way, or do we have certain ones that we need to worry about? So if we only had 30 of them, each of us having 30 different answers, one for each student, we can see how much we're matching up versus if
and
we
then,
have a lot of stuff that we need to worry about from person to person.
And then develop a more detailed rubric
mm-hmm.
off of what we're seeing and the ones that we're agreeing on.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. So for 2 weeks from now, we can look through your 30 that you send out for your good class and then classify them as a C, an M, an S, or a W.
Yeah, I will actually save this document of yours so I can actually send an email with it. So that we all can, in case no one else can see it either.
Yeah, I don't see most of what's there anymore. I'm not quite sure what happened. I have it on my home computer. I just don't have it on my work PC, and I'm still at work, so.
Well, I will attach that document with my classes document, too. That way we kind of know what we're all trying to do. So I can send an email out with both those things in it.
All right. So then, so we each have to do our rough drafts, and then we'll go through your 30 for next time. That seems reasonable for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I just want, I wish we knew which day we were doing.
Yes,
but
me too.
If it's during my spring break, I like to know because I like to plan my appointments during my spring break, too. That way I know I do not schedule any that day. But.
Well, I mean, we can always do the 17th. I think I don't remember what day my appointments are. I have a whole day scheduled that I took one day. I'm like, I'm just going to schedule everything I need to do for that day. And I don't remember if it's Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, we'll let you and Herla check into things, and then we'll figure it out. I mean, more than likely, I can not schedule anything that day just to be on the safe side, so.
All right, so we should probably do that by the end. I'll check when I get home and let Maple know.
Okay.
So I think we're set then, right?
Yep, and just so wait, I mean, who were you the organizer this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and I need to make sure, Jackie said we need to absolutely pull the recording the very day that we're doing the calls from now on.
Okay.
She said that there can't be any extra days involved because they're at a point now where they're being charged daily.
Wow.
So she said that she needs to know immediately. So I will do that because we had been, whoever was doing recorder was...
Yeah, because it's easier because we were also scheduling the next call at the same time, and we don't
right.
do that yet either. So.
But I will email her as soon as we get off the phone and tell her we need the recording. So that means I move down.
So you'll be the moderator, right?
Yes.
I will be the synthesizer. I don't remember the order of the other two gals. I think Lee said she was recording, so she'll be organizer.
And then Harlow will be recorder.
I can add that to my email as well as to remind them of what they're doing. That way when we find out when our call is going to be, Lee remembers to reserve the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we got this straight.
I think we're good. I think we know what we need to do anyway.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go try to meet with my department head now because I didn't get to meet with them at 2:30.
All right, well, have fun.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.